We were having all finals and everything, especially chemistry. I sure wish somebody was here to help me. Because John is sick and Dad is in Utah and you guys are on your mission. Mom doesn't know about chemistry, so I just have to fake it. But I hope that I don't have to take it in Provo High. Because, you know, I'm not doing too hot in it. My football team's doing really lousy, too. We've lost all the games except two. We've only played six. We lose, and we lose, like, pretty bad. We lose 36-0. But I really liked being a flag twirler and everything this year. Hope that maybe I'll be able to pick up the sport in Provo. But the good thing about moving is that we'll be able to go skiing, which I haven't done for a long time, you know, in regular mountains. And I'll be able to see Lynn, because I've really missed her. She calls once in a while from Provo, and we talk about Salt Lake, I mean, and we talk for about half an hour on her bill. Must be pretty expensive, but I really enjoy it. Seminary is really good this year. I've really enjoyed home study a lot. I hope that I can get accustomed to early morning. Home study, we have a really good teacher, Martha Fox, who was that one lady who got married in Arizona to Bob Ludwig, remember? And they got married before. It was like a big thing. And she's really enthusiastic about it, and it really is like strengthens my testimony to learn all the things about the Old Testament and everything. And let's see, Laura is the new secretary, and the new guy in our ward is the president. His name is Ken Tracy.
Well, I just hope that you're having fun, and I hope that you're really strengthening your testimony and becoming closer to Heavenly Father.
Hello, Mary Nan and Tom. This is your mother. This is the day that we're going to move. I'm sorry this tape has taken so long to make, but it seems like I've really been busy trying to get everything done, the household and the John's mission ready and all the packing and things done. Before you receive this package, you'll probably know that Dad decided to come back and help us move in a U-Haul truck because the moving van expenses were so high. So today is the 15th of November, and he flew home yesterday, and we are going to load the truck today. If we get everything packed and then everything cleaned, and then we're going to try and leave on Monday. Dave Fields is going to help us. He's such a fine young man. I don't think there's anything that he hasn't done before. He's an expert mechanic and will be able to help take care of our cars and things, and he has had experience with moving and is going to help us pack the truck. And he has 30 days vacation left from his military that he won't be able to use before he's out of the Army and the end of January, and so he said that he'd really like to take a week off and use some of this leave and drive back with us in the truck and help us do our move, and I think that's very special that he would do that. So he will be over here this morning and help us move, and another one of the young adults, whose name is Mark Ferrari, he is the young adult leader now, and he's going to come help us move also. In fact, these two took the big truck last night and moved Aunt Rosemary's piano and her beds up to Summit for us. Last night was another very, very special time for us because Dad decided to be baptized here. And I'm so thankful because the Spirit was so beautiful and something I'm sure that we could never have captured or had if we had been back in Utah. He brought with him a letter from President Stay saying that it was right to do the action and proper. And so those who were there were Bishop and Sister Evans and President Daines. Sister Daines was still out west because her daughter has been ill. And Karen Marie and Chip Skousen and Sister Crony and Brother Crony. He's our home teacher and she was our visiting teacher. And then just our family. And when we got over there, we were just a minute late because, not really late, but we didn't get there till about 20 after 7. And we saw everybody filling up the font with buckets. And we laughed and said, what's going on? And they said that something had happened to the hot water. And so the whole tank, the font was very, very cold. And so they were trying to fill it up and warm it up a bit with some really hot water out of the kitchen. So for the first half hour, we all packed water into the font. I suppose that'll be one baptism that they'll never forget over there. It was kind of funny, but anyway, we sang the song, Come Unto Jesus, and I played the piano and Deanna led, which was very special because the words have great significance in this particular time. And then Bishop Evans gave a beautiful talk, and he explained what forgiveness of the Lord was and the difference between that and forgiveness of the church. And he said he felt sure that the Lord had forgiven and that it would be soon that the church would forgive also. And he expressed his appreciation and love for the family, for the way we had endured and carried our cross, and especially to Dad for all that he had done, and the great example and love that he had been to everyone in the ward. Now he had fellowshipped so many people and helped in so many ways, even though he wasn't a member of the church. And then we went into the baptismal font, and John baptized Dad, and Deanna and Amy and I sat on the front row, and Judy curled up in front of us, and the witnesses were Brother Crony and Chip, and this really touched all our hearts, and Deanna and Amy and Judy started to cry. And then we went back into the religious study room while they were getting dressed, and I played some more music on the piano, and it seemed like I was really inspired to know just which ones to play, and I played things that sort of were the way we felt about things and how we had been led and blessed and by Heavenly Father. And then for some reason I was touched to play I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, Dear Lord. And then I finished up with Oh My Father. And I even tried to remember some of the left hand movements that were in the piano piece that you have, Mary Lynn, and it sounded pretty good. And when I turned around after they'd come back, everybody that was listening were in tears, and they were really touched by the spirit that had come through the music and the words to the things that I had played, and especially Amy. She was really touched and was crying. And then at that moment, they had a testimony meeting, and Dad bore his testimony first, and I wish that you could have heard it. It was very beautiful, expressing his love for the church and his great appreciation for being a member. And then he went through each one in the room, beginning with the family, and expressing his love and appreciation for all of us standing by him and helping him out, and the great love that we had and the great love that he has for us. And then he expressed his love for each one in the room, the cronies for being such wonderful home teachers, and Karen Marie and Chip for being family and standing by us and helping us, and the great love that we have for the bishop and his wife and all their goodness to us, and then especially for President Daines because he had been such a guiding light in our lives. And it was very beautiful. And then I bore my testimony, but by the time Dad finished, everyone was in tears, and all you heard was a symphony of sniffles. And so I stood and tried to comfort the children and told them what a joyful thing it was, that I was sure that their tears were tears of joy and happiness, and how much we loved everyone also, and how appreciative I was that Heavenly Father had guided us through this time. How wonderful it is now to have Dad's name written in the Book of Life of our Heavenly Father. And then each one bore their testimonies. John stood and bore his, and And he was very touched, and he wept and told of his love and appreciation for everything. And then Karen Marie bore her testimony and said how we had always been an inspiration in her lives, and especially Dad from the time she was 4 years old, and how much she had admired and appreciated our family, and how she was going to miss us. And then Chip bore his testimony and talked of how this was a battle that we had fought to the end and had been victorious, and what an inspiration we were to him and to all of those in the ward. And then Sister Crony bore her testimony and told of her great love for us and for the good that we had done in the ward. And then Brother Crony bore his testimony, and all this time the children were really touched and crying, and Sister Evans kept passing Kleenexes down the aisle, and wouldn't you know that at that great moment in our lives that Mom would forget to bring a pile of handkerchiefs, and Judy especially was really touched. And then Sister Evans bore her testimony, and it was beautiful and sweet, and Amy and Deanna were just going to bear their testimonies, but President Thames stood up, and at this point he sort of gave a little talk that we had asked him to give, only it wasn't really a talk or a sermon, it was just appreciation and love also for us, like the other testimonies had been, and told how he thought that we were really a outstanding family, and that it was his feeling that what he had witnessed that night and the love and happiness that we had for each other and the unity, that this was what a celestial family should be. And he had in his heart a feeling that when we got to the other side that our celestial families would be like this, and that he hoped that someday his family would all be together and would be able to live in our presence forever. And he went down each member of the family and expressed appreciation for what we had done in the stake and in the ward, and explained to us a little bit more about forgiveness, and he was felt sure that it would not be long before Dad would be able to have his blessings restored, and that he knew that Heavenly Father loved us and that he loved Harvey and that he was pleased with what had been taken place this night. And then they confirmed Dad, and Bishop Evans confirmed him, and they had all the men, John and Brother Crony and Chip and President Daines, all placed their hands on Dad's head, and Bishop Evans gave a beautiful blessing and gave him the Holy Ghost and told him that he knew that the Lord was looking down at this moment and that he was very pleased with what was taking place and knew that Dad had been forgiven by him. And then he gave him a beautiful blessing and said that he knew that it would not be long before he'd have his blessings restored, and that there would be many, many opportunities for Dad to be back in full service in the church, and that he would have many more wonderful opportunities to serve the Lord in the church with all his heart and soul as he had done before. And gave us a beautiful blessing that we'd be able to find happiness and joy in our new home in Utah and arrive there safely. And then we sang the song, I Need Thee Every Hour, and then Brother Crony gave a beautiful closing prayer with his blessing also. And then we just hugged and loved everyone, and then we invited everyone to go with us up to Friendly's Ice Cream on Route 35 in Shrewsbury for a celebration, and so we all went up. And even though it was a very cold night, it's really turned cold out here. It must have been about 25 degrees, and we all went up. And some of us had ice cream, but John was smart, and he had hot soup. And it was a really special night, and we all felt very close. In fact, some of them, Sister Crony, when she bore her testimony, she said that she remembers when her parents joined the church and were baptized, and what a special feeling it was, and what a special feeling it was when her children were baptized. But she said of all the baptisms she had witnessed, she had never felt the Spirit so strong or been to such a special baptism, and she was so touched to have been there. And it was really true. They all commented on the beautiful Spirit that was there, and I suppose it was one of the longest baptisms that they've ever had, at least the meeting part of it was. And the interesting thing was that there was not another soul that came into that church last night, and which is very unusual, because usually on a Friday night somebody is always there, either cleaning the church or running in and out getting things ready for a meeting on Sunday. And it was as if the Heavenly Father had prepared the way again so that it could be a very private, special time. As a matter of fact, it just seems I wanted so much for it to have taken place back here, and told President Thames that when he was interviewing John for his recommend, and how much we wanted him to be there, and he said how much he wanted to be with us. And Dad felt so strongly that he wanted to be, have it done in Utah, but I just felt so strongly that it should be done sooner and not waited till the end of the month so that Dad could have the blessings in the church. And so it's just like a miracle again. So many blessings that things worked out that Dad could come back and help us move and have this taking place there. And they all felt so wonderful to be there and felt that, said they would have felt so sad not to have been able to witness this part, beautiful moment in our lives after they had all been with us through these last 3 years. And it did seem like a beautiful climax to complete the 3 years here, and to have it climax by such a beautiful moment with our loved ones, loving friends, and now to begin the next phase in a new place and have it completed there. I worried a little bit about how Grandpa would feel, but just the day before, he was given a very big honor out in Utah. They're starting a, what they call a Stevens Pletcher Lecture, and this is going to be a yearly affair, because they're both such outstanding scientists, and each year they'll have this lecture and invite the top scientists from all over the world to give a lecture to anyone who'd like to come. And the Stevens man has passed away, and so Dad was there and received all the honors, and they gave him a beautiful plaque, Grandpa, I mean, and so he was all excited about this. I guess this is the thing that is the highlight in his life. Even though he's received many honors, this is the one that touched his heart the most. And so your father said that it didn't seem to matter too much to him that he was here. And besides, when the new membership is finally fixed out and Dad has his blessings back, it will still have all the original things on it, the time when he was first baptized when he was a little boy, and who confirmed him. And so his father's name will still be on the certificate. So we came home and felt very close and beautiful. And we felt your presence there too. In fact, John commented on the way home that he had a very, very special witness that you and both were very close to us last night, that you must have been thinking of us, because he felt that your presence was with us and the baptism. And we hope that your hearts are filled with joy and happiness as ours are, that this beautiful moment has taken place. We received Mary Lynn's letter yesterday also, that she had just heard the word and was on her way to Florence, and so it was a beautiful moment to know that she knew, and I'm sure that Tom has already received his letters too, although we haven't heard from him yet, but he has received this joyous news. We have so much to do today. I don't know if we'll get everything accomplished to move, but we're going to work very, very hard, and tonight we're going to stay with the Skousins, and tomorrow in church they're going to release me from as the president of the Relief Society and put Sister Potter in. And I think they're going to keep Catherine Gunderson as one counselor, and then they're going to put in Sister Frieda Murch, who is the sister who was baptized as a direct result of our quilt show and has such a beautiful spirit. She's just very golden and very choice, and she'll be a wonderful Relief Society president someday. And then they're going to put Sister Beta Marco in as the secretary in place of Sister Eunice. And Sister Beta Marco is very, very special too. She's just a very sweet spirit, and they're going to take Deanna's dog, and they live out in the sort of a wooded area with many, many acres, and they have quite a few dogs that they keep around for watchdogs, and they have them in a huge, big fenced-in area, and they can just run around and don't have to be chained up or anything. So Trevor's life's going to be happier, and they're happy to take him, and said that he'd have lots of love and good food, and he'll have a happier life than where he had to be chained up and kept, and Deanna's going to be happy. And then the Summers family's going to take Amy's cat, so it'll have a nice home too. And the Skousins are going to take Judy's little doll house, the one that Brendan Dick Parsons gave us. It was their little tool shed, only it was very large, and we cut a door and some windows in it, so it was like a playhouse. And the Skousin family's going to take that, so that Jennifer and Donna and Georgie can all play in it. And we're thinking that it's going to take us about a week or more to drive out to Utah, because they said the truck, if you pushed real hard and let out all the stops when it was going downhill, it would go 55 miles an hour. So that means that all the rest of the way is not going to go very fast. But we'll get there, and Dad's already said that the place we live is going to be nice and clean. Used to be a motel, and this place we're living in is the manager's house, and it's going to be a little different, but at least we'll have plenty of parking place. The motel isn't in operation now, and so it's a blessing that we have it, and we can rent it on a week-to-week basis, and then when Mrs. Walker's ready to move, we'll be able to move out. And Dave will be there again at school, and I'm sure he'll help us move. And Dad said everyone's just been so kind in Provo, and that's sort of a blessing too, that in a way, the hand of the Lord, that it worked out that Dad could go out first and be there and sort of break the ice, and so that when we get there with the children, that they'll have accepted us back and everything already. And he said that they have, with open arms, and everyone's just been so kind and so loving. And we're looking forward tomorrow when Dad goes to church to be able to take the sacrament again, and this, I know, is going to be a very special time in his life. We're planning to go to Idaho for Thanksgiving, and Evelyn and Aunt Carol and Grandma are all looking forward to our being there, and they've all written such special letters. And Evelyn wrote and said it's just been a wonderful testimony to them to see the mysterious way that the Lord has blessed us this last few months and opened all the doors, and it's just like Marilyn said, the windows of heaven have opened to us, and she said it's really strengthened their testimony. And we called them the other night, and Uncle Mark's going to come down and maybe be here, one of the speakers at John's farewell, and on the 30th, and we're going to have Grandpa speak for a few minutes, and then I'm going to speak, and John's going to speak, and Bishop Wiest is going to speak, and I don't know what we're going to do for music yet. We wish that either one of you were there to do something special. Well, enough of that. We're so proud of you as missionaries, and it seems, as I read Mary Lynn's letter, I just got all tearful, because it seemed as though Heavenly Father's reaching out his hands to even you two as missionaries, and that you're being blessed with all these wonderful contacts and the opportunity of giving out more Book of Mormons than you've ever done. And I know that he'll continue to bless, and I'm sure that many of these blessings that have come to us are the result of being a missionary family, and that the Lord has been looking down kindly upon us and blessing our family because of your efforts. And we're all so very proud of you, and it's so wonderful to receive your letters, especially when they come on the same day. I can't quite comprehend the blessing that's going to come by having John in the mission field too. And he's kind of a little quiet. I think he's kind of a little overcome to think that he's going to Thailand and having to learn such a difficult language, but I'm sure he's going to be blessed and that he's going to do a fine job, just as you two are. We hope that you will both be patient and loving and kind to the people with whom you're working, and watch the Spirit of the Lord work in their hearts as the Holy Ghost touches their lives. I'm sure that some of them are not blessed with the intelligence and the blessings of life that others of God's children have in other parts of the world, especially down where you are, Tom. And it seems that they might be kind of slow in their learning, but they are Heavenly Father's choice children, and it should be a wonderful privilege in your heart to know that you are teaching the chosen children of the Lord, and that you'll be patient and helpful to them. I don't know how much longer you'll be up in Columbia. I hope you'll take advantage of every moment. I didn't realize till I read the letter you sent to Dad in Utah that you were the official branch president there, and I guess you're also the Relief Society president, and I hope that you enjoy all the opportunities that are there for Heavenly, that Heavenly Father has blessed you with. Mary Lynn, we're sorry that you weren't able to stay in Mestra and baptize Michelle and the other gentleman you were working with, but I'm sure that the seeds that you planted in their hearts will long be remembered, and that your sweet testimony, and that they will always feel that you were the one who brought them the gospel. And now you have opportunities to go to the beautiful city of Florence, and I'm sure that there you will have opportunities to serve and find other people also. We just wish you all the best, and hope and pray that you will dedicate every waking moment to service to the Lord in appreciation for all the many blessings that we have received. I know that it'll be a little while longer, perhaps even 2 or 3 years, before Dad's blessings are restored, and we need to all continue working and being diligent in our efforts. And it will be easier now because Dad has the Holy Ghost and is a member of the church, and President Dane said last night that he's going to write a letter to President Kimball and tell him of the beautiful spirit and the beautiful way that the baptism was received last night by Dad and our family and the beautiful spirit that was there, and tell him that he feels that the time should be short before blessings are restored, and he wants us to write another letter to President Kimball, and we felt that we should anyway, and express our appreciation and gratitude for this wonderful thing that has come into our lives to have him baptized. I know the gospel is true, and I'm grateful to know that God does live and answer our prayers, and I'm grateful for the spiritual moments that I have been blessed with, and to know that he has been close and near to our side, and I am grateful that Jesus Christ was able to open the way for us, and that he was able to come down on this earth and be atoned for our sins. And I would pray that all of our family always, and even after you're married and for generations to come, will be faithful in keeping the commandments and remember this experience and the lessons that we have learned of the importance of being faithful in all things, so that we will not have to have a Gethsemane of our own as Christ did, to suffer for the sins that are committed. We received in this beautiful letter that President Stay sent, he said that he knew that Dad's transgressions would be buried with him in the water, and that we should consider that this part of our life is over and that only joy and happiness await us now. And so this is how our family feels, and we talked with the children, and we should now feel that this part of our life is over and does not have to be mentioned again, and that we should not have to think of Dad's sins in any way, and that we can know that he has atoned for them in his repentance. We're looking forward to a new life in Provo. It will be different not to have to spend so much time in Relief Society. I feel like I've spent a lot of time there almost every waking moment, and it's been a wonderful blessing to serve the Lord and the people here, and we're really going to miss them. They gave us a beautiful luncheon, and there were 35 sisters there, and they had the luncheon at Sister Williams in Freehold, and they gave a beautiful tribute and said so many kind things it made me feel like they weren't even talking about me, and it's awfully hard to accept all these kindnesses that they're giving to us, and especially when they haven't given them to other people going out of the ward. But I guess in a way that we must have touched their hearts some way. And then last Monday night in family home evening, all the young adults were so special, and they gave us a book with their pictures in it and little sayings, and made this the most beautiful cake. It was a 3-foot by 2-foot cake that was all decorated, and it was a very tearful time. And some of them, like Dave and some of the others, expressed themselves as saying that they felt as close to our family as to their own family, and that they considered us as truly their family. And then tomorrow, on Sunday, the Evanses have invited our family to dinner after Sunday sacrament meeting, and then that evening from 5 until 6:30, they're sponsoring an open house for us at the church for all our family, and so everyone can come and tell us goodbye again. And well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Our hearts will be with you on that very day, and we love you. Take care of yourselves. This is Mom.